just listening to you, Ian, your mind seems to work at a fantastic pace.
Of course, I'm just a cup of espresso. Normally, I'm like a tractor churning through mud.
I'm always running to keep up with
them. Well, I think that's partly because, you know, I'm a chap who works with words. If you do work with words and you can't think what to say, then you're in trouble. So I think, you know, that's why, and especially in a radio studio, I always think if you don't talk, they're going to switch it off.
I was just wondering, Luke, do you have trouble keeping up with him?
I do on occasion, especially with the words. He's always quicker with the jokes.
Well, again, that's because I've done it a lot. But what the great thing about this collaboration is, I think, that I've collaborated with other musicians before who didn't think as fast as Luke does. Luke thinks very quickly in a musical way, you know, I think. And also he comes out with some fantastic ideas for melodies that I would never think of, you know, and that's the thing about the collaboration. That's why what we're doing, I think, is pretty unique. We're not songwriters, we've written songs, but what we are people who are trying to put music and words together, as it says on the sleeve notes, in a very different way. These improvisations are either fantastically successful, very successful, or amazingly successful. They've never yet been a failure, have they, Luke? Well, let's see what happens.
I'm going to give you two words. Community radio,
community radio.
Squeaky chairs.
That's because we've got the Sheffield Live squeaky chairs here, which they sound great. So I think it's good. This has got a kind of, this is kind of semi-jaunty look.
Semi-jaunty.
Is that not too technical though?
Yeah. Okay.
Semi-jaunty. I like to listen to the radio, but to people who sound like me. There's no point turning it on and hear people who sound like they're from London. I like to listen to the radio and hear news from down my street. There's no point turning it on and hear about Spurs' latest defeat. I love community radio. It's like talking to yourself. It's like getting a local book down from a high up on a shelf and reading about your street and reading about your town. And reading about how you can just listen and look around. The thing about community radio is it's not polished, it's not sleek. It's like these chairs that squeak. It's like when you get a kind of thick mud on your boots that you can't scrape off, but it's local. That's the great thing. Community radio. Thick mud on your boots, squeaky chairs. What more do you want? Instrumental break. Oh, community radio and squeaky chairs. What more do you want? It's like being at the bus stop and waiting for the bus, and people start to talk to each other because the bus is a little bit late, and you're talking and chatting to strangers and mates about Sheffield Wednesday, Sheffield United, their kind of fate. And the bus turns up and you wish it hadn't. You wish you could have carried on talking, just like this squeaky chair, or carry on squeaking. And now we'll fade away in a radio style, and all we'll be left with is the sad sound of a squeaky chair. The honeymoon was spent at home.
It's tremendous. I shall squeak my chair with pride.
My name's Ian McMillan, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Wait.
I was supposed to do that.
It was my turn.